A new Marquette University Law School poll is out. We're getting takeaways here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This one surveys everything from sentiment on the House's impeachment inquiry into the presidential election. How is the House's inquiry affecting President Trump's job rating here in Wisconsin? One of the things we're going to explore with you at 800-642-1234. Charles Franklin is director of the Marquette University Law School poll and a professor of law and public policies, co-founder of pollster.com and founder of pollsandvotes.com. Charles, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good to be here.
Well, let's start there with this declining support for impeaching President Trump among the registered Wisconsin voters you talked to last week. What did your numbers tell you?
Right. Well, in October, we found that 44% favored impeachment and removal from office. 51% opposed it. This time, it's 40% in favor, 53% opposed. So support down 4, opposition up 2. Most of that movement comes from Republicans who are rallying around the president. Among Republicans, movement against impeachment went up by between 2 and 4%. Democrats, though, also became a little less in favor of impeachment. So on the one hand, normal polarization means that partisans come home to their party, and we're certainly seeing that with the Republican side. On the Democratic side, though, it slipped down just a little bit. Some of that may be the shuffling of Democratic positions. When we asked about impeachment back in April during the Mueller investigation and when Nancy Pelosi, the speaker, was opposed to moving ahead with investigations, Democratic support was quite low. It really zoomed up after Pelosi embraced the impeachment investigation early in the fall. And so now that Democratic support is slipped down 2 to 4 points. I think the other thing to remember is we started interviewing last Wednesday,
which was the first day of public testimony.
Yeah. Of course, there'd been lots of non-public information. And this week we've had already some substantial testimony. So I think we're still early in the game of what people know and what they've heard from the investigation and the public testimony.
You also looked at how closely people are paying attention to these hearings and how that's affected their views on the evidence that's being put forth. Where do you see differences, discrepancies?
Sure. Well, first of all, attention, about a third say they're following very closely, a third pretty closely, and then a third either not too closely or not at all closely. The biggest thing that you see that just pops out is the less you follow, the more you simply say, I don't know. Uh-huh. I don't know what happened. I don't know if he should be impeached. To the point that those who are following least closely, over 50%, say they don't have an opinion about either the evidence or whether he should be impeached or not. Of those following very closely, a majority, 51%, favor impeachment and removal. And then it drops to 41% in the next level of attention and then to 33 and finally 25 for the lowest level. But most of that movement is going into the don't knows. Mm-hmm. Also, it's worth noting that Democrats and Republicans are following about equally closely. So these differences in support for impeachment are not because it's mostly Democrats following closely and Republicans not. Both groups are following closely. So this is an effect of how much you pay attention and what the evidence you're seeing convinces you to believe.
Talking with Professor Charles Franklin, director of the Marquette University Law School poll, you can join in. Have the impeachment inquiry hearings changed where you position yourself on President Trump? What do you think of how the president has been handling foreign matters? Join in 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Charles, let's look at the 2020 presidential race. Overall, who is emerging as the front runner among the voters you polled on Democrats?
For the Democratic primary, Joe Biden remains in the top spot at 30%. He was at 31 last month, so barely any change there. Bernie Sanders had fallen to third place last month, is back in second this month. But he was at 17% both times, so he hasn't really moved either way. It's Elizabeth Warren who's had the most movement. She had come up into second place last month at 24%, but has now fallen to 15, down 9 points from last month's second place position. And finally, Pete Buttigieg is in fourth place at 13. That's up 6 from where he was last month. So the top four is the same top four, but a little bit of bouncing around in who's in second and who's in third. The margin of error is fairly large for this group, and it's worth pointing that out, that because it's his only people who are going to vote in the Democratic primary. It's not everybody. Further back, you fall all the way down into single digits, where Cory Booker and Amy Klobuchar are both at 3%. That's up a couple for Booker and stable for Klobuchar.
So here we've had a presidential debate last night, Democratic presidential primary debate. We've had more previous of those who say they'll vote in the Democratic primary. Do we have indication from your polling how much these debates matter?
Yeah, I don't think we've seen much debate impact with the possible exception of the first debate. That was where Kamala Harris had a pretty successful night in terms of debating and confronting Joe Biden. In national polling during that time, we saw that Biden's support slipped right after that debate, and Harris's boomed up quite a bit. But Harris then went into a long period of decline that has not been interrupted and now puts her well out of the top four, whereas Biden, after an initial decline, came back up. We've actually seen Biden go through a couple of cycles of decline, then he comes back up, then he declines and comes back up. The one that has stood out is Elizabeth Warren, who has steadily risen across all of the debates. The bottom line is, except for that first one, nobody got the kind of classic post-debate bump. And so the second through the fourth debates haven't seen that. Last night's fifth debate we'll find out about in the next week or so of polling if it helped anybody or not. I would point out that historically, we've often seen movement in both parties' presidential races coming about a month or so before the Iowa caucus.
Okay.
So that's typically been in late November, December, when the caucus was in early January. This year it's in February. So I think we might expect to see a lot of movement after Christmas if it's coming the month before the event rather than necessarily in November or even December.
We are breaking down the new Marquette University Law School poll. Came out yesterday with its poll director Charles Franklin as our guide. Has the House's impeachment inquiry and the public hearings changed where you stand on President Trump's performance in office? What are your thoughts on where the economy is headed? When you hear these poll results, do you find that you are in these results somewhere, that you are represented in what you're hearing? Join in 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We'll be back in just a moment with Charles Franklin here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the new Marquette Law School poll here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It shows support for impeaching President Trump has fallen in Wisconsin. And for the first time, President Trump has moved ahead of all four Democratic rivals in potential matchup scenarios. And that poll was taken last Wednesday through Sunday. during the first week as we learned of public hearings in the House's impeachment inquiry. So does your opinion align with the poll results? What is the most surprising shift among people in your circles when you talk about the impeachment inquiry, when you talk about the 2020 presidential election? Join in your thoughts, 800-642-1234. Marquette poll director and law professor Charles Franklin stays with us. Let's go to the phones now. Steve is joining us from Madison. Hi, Steve.
Good morning. Yes, I'm one of those Democrats who would just wish they would give up the impeachment. I think it's a waste of time, and it's losing the Democrats' vote. And also, they should be the Democrats should be paying more attention to the issues that people really care about, like health insurance. So my question is, does the poll make any differentiation between people like me who thinks it's a waste of time or just Democrats in general?
Yeah, that's a great question. And that was the debate that was happening within the House of Representatives, with Nancy Pelosi thinking that impeachment would be a distraction. It also does seem, and our data supports this, it provides a focal point for Republicans to rally around President Trump. And so there is that aspect of the political strategy of it. I also agree that the issues that we saw were very important in 2018, like access for people with pre-existing conditions to health care, were important issues, and they moved a lot of voters. Impeachment sort of sucks all of the oxygen out of those arguments. You know, so last night was the Democratic debate, but so much was happening in Washington yesterday, I doubt that it gets comparable coverage to what it would normally get.
Those kitchen table conversations get sidelined.
Exactly. And assuming that the House votes for impeachment and the Senate trial takes place, that will likely stretch into January, maybe February, conceivably later, depending on when the House acts. So that is a real concern for Democrats. To answer your question, the poll does ask whether you believe the president asked for an investigation, whether he withheld money for that investigation to pressure Ukraine. And so those are things that people can agree on facts, but still not come to the conclusion that impeachment is a good idea.
Let's go to Nancy now in Milwaukee. Hi, Nancy.
Hello. My feeling about polls is somewhat negative, especially when the final candidates have been finally selected. And my feeling comes about by the fact that many people will vote according to the poll. They don't take the time to find out who these candidates are and what they stand for and what they believe in. Instead, they listen to a poll and they want to be on the winning side, so they'll vote for the person who's first in the poll without really knowing what that person is really all about. And I'd also like to make an additional comment about the fact that I find it very interesting that because Mike Pence's name has been brought into these issues, wouldn't it be interesting if Trump and Pence are both removed from office and Nancy Pelosi turns out to be the president of the United States?
Well, Nancy, thanks for the call, Charles Franklin.
Yeah, I think that this is a common concern that people just want to vote for the winner. I think the empirical evidence is that the candidate that the polls show leading doesn't do systematically better if they're leading by more than if they're leading by less. So if people really were motivated just to vote for a winner, you would think that people with substantial margins going into the race would typically win by more than the polls said. In fact, they win on average by just about what the polls show.
We're talking with Charles Franklin. He directs the Marquette University Law School poll. He's a professor of law and public policy. You can join in with your thoughts, 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Sarah now, joining us from Green Bay. Hi, Sarah.
Good morning. You know, I have kind of a different take. I actually voted for Trump. It was my first Republican I actually ever voted for. I think Wisconsin's an interesting state because normally people will say, well, I voted Republican because my parents did, or I voted Democrat I think that we are focusing too much on polls. I think we saw that Hillary was pretty high in the polls when it came time to win, and we saw how that worked out, right? And two, there's more than just impeachment. I am a nurse. My husband works in a business field. We're upper middle class income. The tax increase and the tax changes really ripped us off. Just about everybody I know that voted for Trump last election is not this time. We lost about $50,000 in taxes that we pay, that we have out of our checks. And we paid an additional $12,000 in when we usually would get back 10 or 11 because my husband was able to claim business expenses, and Trump took that away. The only people that can claim that are people that own the businesses. So everything that he was able to claim, we lost, and we lost a lot of money under him. And I think there's a lot of people that are saying, forget the impeachment. He's running this country like a business. You scratch my back, I scratch yours.
I have to jump in here, Sarah. Thank you for the call. And Charles Franklin, you know, taxes a big issue there with this particular voter, Sarah.
Absolutely. And in fact, as I understand it, while the tax bill on average may have shifted taxes down some, people like Sarah's situation where business expenses are an important part of your tax plan, and that includes not high income folks either. It includes small business people like truck drivers that own their truck that could, in the past, deduct some of that, claim some of those expenses. So that's an example of an issue that can play a role that has nothing to do with impeachment and so on. And the question is, as we come into 2020 in the fall, what are the issues that whoever the Democratic nominee is, what issues will they emphasize in running against President Trump? And will it be things coming out of impeachment, or will they in fact have shifted to things that are more substantive of the kind of tax policies that Sarah's talking about, or health insurance, health coverage, and so on. So I think there's real interest in this. Also, Sarah, I can say that every national reporter wants to talk to you, a Trump voter who's changed their mind.
Charles Franklin, let's shift to the economy here. The last two polls you conducted in August and October, this time people generally think things are looking up for the economy. What do you make of those numbers?
Yeah, things are a little bit better. In terms of looking to the past, have things improved over the last 12 months? It's just a point more positive, so not much move there. But looking to the future, our polling this year has been relatively pessimistic about whether the economy will get better or worse or stay the same over the next year. And there we saw a blip up by 10 points from a net negative in October to now 35% think it'll get better, 24% worse, 37 stayed the same. For the year, we are still a little bit net negative on average, and we're definitely down from the high optimism we saw in 2018, and even that was a little bit higher than 2017. Still, this month is better. That may have to do with the stock market breaking some records, though it's important to point out that unemployment in Wisconsin has been ticking up by a tenth of a point in several of the last 6 months. So that is something that bears watching. Our unemployment is still at an unusually low level, but we do seem to be moving in the wrong direction on that over the last 6 months.
Well, in our last minute and change here, let's look at state government. Between October and November, opinions on how Governor Evers is doing his job have changed. What did the poll find?
Yeah, Evers' job approval has dropped a bit. It's now 47-42, a net plus 5. But it was 52-34 in October, a net plus 18. So a real drop-off there for him. He'd been a plus 20 in August. So that's a real caution, I think. Still positive, as Bear's saying. The Republicans in the legislature still are positive as well, but they also went down a bit to 48-39. And so there are some changes in how we view the leadership.
And that's in how people look at the job of the legislature, how it's doing?
Yes. It's okay. How is the Wisconsin legislature handling its job?
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Always good to be here.
Charles Franklin is director of the Marquette University Law School Poll, professor of law and public policy. Coming up, filling out your taxes is supposed to be free, but ProPublica investigations found that taxpayers are charged for services that are supposed to be free. So do you use tax software? How much does it cost? Join in at 800-642-1234. We'll take a look at the tax filing software industry and the IRS right after this news update. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.